2,500 years ago, Euripides wrote that there's no greater sorrow on earth than the loss of one's native land. Today, the UN High Commission for Refugees cares for 22.3 million refugees worldwide who have fled civil war, totalitarianism, ecological disaster, and economic hardship. Today, we have stories of artists who've sought refuge here in the United States and how their journeys and their dislocations have influenced their work. My special guest is the novelist Emmanuel Dungala. He was born in the Congo Republic, educated in the United States and in France, and was dean of students and chair of the chemistry department at the University of Brazzaville in the Congo before civil war forced him to leave in 1997. Two of Emmanuel Dungala's novels have recently been translated into English and published here, Little Boys Come from the Stars and The Fires of Origins, and he's now a visiting professor in chemistry and African literature at Simon's Rock College in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Emmanuel Dungala, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
You left the Congo 4 years ago in the midst of the horrific turmoil of the civil war in your country. I think it's hard for most Americans to imagine that situation. What was it like for you and your family?
The problem with the civil war, especially when it breaks out very quickly, nobody's really prepared. First of all, politicians talk, discuss, and insult each other, and you don't think that it will degenerate to that point. And then one morning, the army has disintegrated, and so lots of weapons in the street, and you're really caught off guard. And the first thing you have to do is to try to save your life.
What is the situation now in the Congo for artists and intellectuals? Is it difficult? Can people write and say what they wish?
Well, it went in two phases. Into the one-party system, of course, it was very difficult, very difficult. Everything you wrote or you produce had to have the authorization of the one-party censure committee. And then after the mid-90s, when we went into the multi-party system, there was an explosion of freedom, freedom of expression, and it was really a great period of creativity. And then after that, we went back to this civil war, which destroyed everything. And right now, it's a very strange situation because the media, like radio and TV, is controlled by the state, so there was no free discussion there, while there's this thriving written press. It's very difficult. It's not really quite free as I wish it should be.
Now, your novel, Little Boys Come from the Stars, is in part a satire of the modern Congo. And you've been quoted as saying you regard all of your writing as an act of social activism. Do you think that art needs to be that, or simply that you find yourself in a set of circumstances in a life that requires you to be socially active in your art?
No, art doesn't require that. But each artist, practices art the way he thinks, is good for him, the way he feels comfortable. And for me, my writing comes from two sources. Mm-hmm. The first source is that I've always loved reading. And I've been raised in this tradition of storytelling. When my, in the evening, my mother, during the dry season, around the fire, we're telling tales. And then I read a lot. So I had always wanted to write stories in my turn. And on the other side, I lived in this continent with all these problems, struggles, poverty, corruption, manipulation by foreign countries, Western or not. So these two strands, I can say, come together. And when I write, I would like to make the world know about this life of my continent. So this is why I say I'm a social activist. My writing tell a story try to show how life is really in my part of the world.
Is there something to be said for the artist operating under a situation where he or she has to be careful about what he or she is doing?
Yes. Because paradoxically, in such a situation, the writer feels his power when he knows that his word, one word can disturb a government, one word can put a whole state into panic. The other side of it is that in those situations, the artist tries to be very subtle. So he writes in parables, in metaphors, and so the people who are in complicity with him understand what he's talking about. So there's type of complicity which builds between the writer and the public, and this is also very interesting, very good for the artist. So in these difficult situations, it's not always bad for the artist. And on the other hand, what happens after the freedom, the explosion of freedom of expression in the 90s, when the artist can say anything, words had less impact. So it was much more difficult to write, to find the word which still have density, which can mean something. So there too, the artist has to change again in his way of using words. So in all this situation, the position of the artist, his work, it's always on balance.
So the freedom of life in America carries for the artist a price.
Right, because it's a very difficult in a country where anything goes, you can say anything, nothing has any importance whatsoever. It's very difficult to make your mark.
Well, you're working on a new novel now.
Yes.
Will that be different, do you think, as a result of writing it in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, rather than in Brazzaville?
Well, interesting question. Well, all my novels have been written while I was living in Africa. And so this is the first time I will write outside of Africa. So in theory, a writer can write anywhere because he carries his imagination with him. So for that, a writer has no country. So in principle, I shouldn't have any trouble writing here. But so I started writing. But however, sometimes I feel that when I get stuck, for instance, when I was in the Congo, when I get stuck, I just go out, you know, look at people, hear a sound, look at a beautiful woman draped in his, beautiful clothes, walk by. And this is a stimulus for my imagination. But here, sometimes I need to hear that sound. I hear to see, the way that woman walks, and I don't have it. And sometimes I'm missing this. And these are little things. And up to now, I didn't know how important it was for the imagination of a writer.
I'm Kurt Anderson, talking with the novelist Emmanuel Dongala. Coming up is a story about composers who fled Nazi-occupied Europe for Hollywood and helped create the Hollywood sound of the 1940s and later. Stay with us here in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International.